the slit drum. Roughly in the middle of the room is a tall display case containing various slit drums. There are also photographs of people playing drums, either alone or in a group. Curator Jackie is happy to explain this instrument to you in more detail.
Larger slit drums were used primarily to disseminate news in the village. The smaller versions were used to guide collective dances. When a slit drum is struck, one side, or lip, sounds lower than the other. These two sounds correspond to the two fundamental tones of most Central African tonal languages. In this way, slit drums can reproduce the melodic scheme of standard phrases in order to convey messages over long distances.
In this room, you'll find various slit drums, large and small, and with very different shapes. Some are shaped like an animal. There are other instruments too. A little further up, there is another instrument that you are allowed to touch, namely a lamellophone, also known as a senza, mbira, or likembe.